Good evening, everybody. It's 6 o'clock, and I'd like to call to order the Planning Commission meeting for Tuesday, February 5th, 2019. We have a roll call, please.
Chair Martin.
Here.
Commissioner Shiro.
Here.
Commissioner Montes.
Here.
And Commissioner Maravilla.
There you go. Here.
Thank you very much. Will you please stand and join us in the salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, item four on the agenda is the review. Are there any the members of the commission wish to revise the order of the agenda items for the meeting tonight? No?
No.
Okay, seeing none, we'll continue on. This next item is the community comments and suggestions period. This public comment period at the beginning of the meeting is an invitation to the members of the community to present issues, thoughts, or suggestions on matters that are not scheduled on this particular agenda. Comments should be limited to those matters that are within the jurisdiction of the Planning Commission, and the Brown Act does restrict the Commission from taking any formal action on matters that are not before this body. And the Commission requests public comment be limited to 3 minutes and be accompanied by the voluntary submittal slip that some of you have already provided, I believe, for an item that's agendized later on. So at this point, is there anybody in the community in the meeting room here tonight that would like to address the Commission on an item that is not on our agenda tonight? That's fine. If you do you want to speak on an item that's not on the agenda, or you want to, then please come up to the podium here and introduce yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. My name's Heather Carden, and I live at 847 Todd Lane with my husband Tom Wawiatin, and we were at the board meeting approximately 2 years ago regarding the new medical building being built on Fair Oaks. At that time, we had signed a petition with most of the residents at Todd Lane regarding our concerns relating to traffic flow on our street. Many drivers use our residential street, Todd Lane, as a bypass to avoid the traffic light located at the intersection of Halcyon and Fair Oaks. And many of these drivers drive at a speed that we consider way too fast for our neighborhood. There are families on Todd Lane with small children and pets, and there are elderly in our neighborhood. And by the way, people on Woodland Drive are experiencing the same problems. At that meeting, after voicing our traffic and safety concerns, every board member agreed that closing off one end of Todd Lane would be a credible solution to alleviate the problem, except for one member. That member felt more studies should be done. If more studies were done, we're not aware of any and or the results. Turning onto Fair Oaks can be difficult. People are driving 40 miles an hour. What would help if the speed limit was 25 from Halcyon Road to Woodland on Fair Oaks because of the hospital and the elementary school zone area? There will be certainly an increase in traffic with the possibility of a new apartment building, and there should be more traffic. Any overflow of people are looking for parking could add up on Todd Lane and Woodland. Please consider the living conditions and safety of our residential streets in our neighborhood. Like you, we want to find a resolution that will allow us all to live in a safe neighborhood and eliminate some of the unnecessary traffic that infiltrates our streets. Please consider closing one end of Todd Lane and lowering the speed limit on Fair Oaks Avenue to 25 miles an hour to help our residents live safely. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much. Appreciate your comments. Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to speak on a matter that is not on the agenda here tonight? Very good. Seeing none, I'm going to close this community comment period and turn to staff. Are there additional written communications that we need to be aware of that are not in our packets?
Yes, thank you, Chair Martin. This evening, there are three additional supplemental memos that have been prepared after the original agenda was prepared, the primary of which is that second supplemental memo, request by the applicant to continue item 8A to a date uncertain. Staff's recommendation this evening on that item is to accept public comment and then continue the item to a date uncertain.
Very good. Thank you very much. Next item is the consent agenda. We have one item on the consent agenda. This is a consideration for the approval of the minutes of the meeting of January 15th. And with two new members of the commission, just as a friendly reminder, you don't have to have attended that meeting in order to vote on the approval of those minutes. So you're welcome either to approve or not approve, depending on your opinion on this. But what I am going to do is entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the January 15th regular planning commission meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes for the January 15th meeting.
And I'll second that, so we can have a roll call, please.
Commissioner Shiro?
Yes.
Chair Martin?
Yes.
Commissioner Montez?
Yes.
And Commissioner Maravilla?
Yes.
Very good. The minutes of the January 15th meeting have been approved. The next item here is item 8. We do have a single public hearing item. This is for consideration of the vesting tentative tract map 16-002, the conditional use permit 16-007, and the mitigated negative declaration subdivision construction of 23 residential units and a 506 square foot neighborhood coffee shop located at 362 to 382 South Halcyon Drive, or South Halcyon Road. The applicant is Stacy Bromley, and they're represented by Stephen Puglisi Architects. And if you hadn't heard just a minute ago, it was announced by Mr. Downing that the applicant has requested a continuance on this particular item. So we're going to be taking a vote later on continuing this item. This item is not going to be presented by staff or being presented by the applicant here tonight. However, given the fact that there are a number of people here in the audience that have made the trip here to the council chambers, we're going to open it up to public comment if you so choose. I'd like to make a friendly reminder that the public hearing for this specific item will be actually conducted at a future meeting. So if you choose not to speak tonight, you're going to certainly be welcome to speak at that point in time on this particular matter when it will be formally presented to the Planning Commission. So you're welcome to speak tonight or not speak tonight entirely. It's your decision. I do have a number of speaker slips. I will go through the speaker slips that I have, and you're welcome to choose whether you wish to voice your opinions on this agenda item or not. With that being said, I'm going to open up the public comment period. I have a number of slips here. If those that do not have a slip would like to complete a slip, that's great. If not, we can just wait till the end and see where we're at that. I'm going to start with Linda. I believe her last name is pronounced Buzik, unless I make an error. I'm sorry. And then the second one will be followed by Erica Horn.
Thank you very much. Yes, my name is Linda Buzik, and I live in Berry Gardens. Esteemed commissioners and staff, thank you for your efforts to provide new housing for the city of Arroyo Grande and replace the derelict buildings on the corner lot at Fair Oaks and Halcyon. The intent is admirable, but the project needs more work to be viable in our neighborhood. Fair Oaks, along with Grand Avenue, is a major crosstown artery that already experiences severe congestion several times a day. The configuration of this project will exacerbate the traffic congestion. Adding 23 residential units and a coffee shop at that junction is dangerous. It's located on an already very busy intersection with heavy traffic generated by the elementary school, the hospital, vehicles on Halcyon Road, and cars from AG High School. The proposal for this 1.5-acre lot has shoehorned in too many residential units plus an unlikely commercial outlet into a very small space with virtually no amenities, i.e., the buildings are tightly packed from lot edge to lot edge with no calming open space or green space. Parking stalls and driveways infill the lot. The Fair Oaks Halcyon intersection is already a choke point many hours of the day. Hundreds of youngsters cross that intersection on foot multiple times a day. Student pickup, drop-off, creates more congestion mornings and afternoons. And there are hospital emergency vehicles coming and going all hours. The addition of a coffee shop will engender even more traffic and create the potential for pedestrian accidents as students stream along the sidewalks. It appears the developers have included a red herring, that coffee shop, so they can reclassify the project from mixed use to office mixed use, OMU, which allows them to increase the density of the project. Without the coffee shop, an odd addition to the profile of this development, the residential unit total would have to be reduced, according to page 4 on the memorandum. And then reading ahead, according on page 8, they also have managed, with the addition of the coffee shop, to get a parking space reduction of 20%, from a normal code requirement of 64 spaces to merely 53 spaces. That's going to push even more traffic and parking onto the surrounding neighborhood streets. The developers also do not appear to be following code on replacement of removed trees. Where they're required to replace 15 oaks, the plans show only 9 replacement oaks. This code should be enforced. Our city needs more, not fewer, trees to mitigate CO2 and heat. Finally, the Planning Commission memorandum acknowledges, quote, the project provides 23 new residentials in the community, but the project does nothing to address the lack of affordable housing. We urge the Planning Commission to send this back to the developers for modifications. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much. Okay, Erica Horn, followed by Betty Johnson, please.
Hi, my name is Erica Horn. I live at 431 Woodland Drive. My children attend Harlow Elementary School near the site of the project. I am here to speak in opposition to the proposed 23-unit housing development with a coffee kiosk at Halcyon and Fair Oaks Boulevard. This project calls for installing a primarily residential project in an office mixed-use zone. By adding one small commercial unit kiosk, this proposed project dramatically increases the allowable density of residential units. This is not a mixed-use development. This is a residential project for which the applicant wants variances on residential standards through the condition use process. On page 52 of your packet, it shows a drawing which highlights the limited commercial mixed use. If you were just to put your thumb over the right-hand corner where that coffee shop is proposed, it's completely residential. In looking at the staff report, there are several, I believe that, in my opinion, that the objectives of the three land uses are not met. First of all, the LU5-11 to promote a mixture of residential and commercial use along the mixed-use corridor. In my opinion, the project does not promote a mixture of commercial and residential. It is predominantly residential. Regarding LU11-1, to require the new development to be an appropriate density or intensity based on the compatibility with the majority of existing surrounding land use. In my opinion, the development proposal is far denser than anything around it on either side. Regarding LU11-2.
Please excuse me for a moment. Please give her the opportunity so we can hear what's really going on. Thank you.
The requirement for the development should be designed to create a pleasing transition to surrounding developments. This development does not create a transition between land uses. This project creates a highly dense cluster development of disproportionate size, density, and height to adjacent properties at a very high traffic intersection. The plan indicates two access points, only one of which is currently used by a single family home. The proposed driveway on Fair Oaks is slightly offset from the Harlow Elementary driveway. Offset driveways, especially for high-used driveways, will create conflicting turn movements. I cannot determine from the traffic study if the AM-PM peaks took into account AM-PM peaks for also the Harlow Elementary commuter hours, not just the standard traffic AM-PM peaks. The Planning Commission should verify that the housing development has been designed to accommodate future Halcyon Road improvements, including all all necessary land dedications, which must include space for permanent road improvements and the necessary temporary construction easements. This could be...
Go ahead and finish.
Okay.
Just be quick.
This could be present... this could present a challenge, since it is my understanding that these improvements have only been developed to a planning level and do not include information for necessary roadway vertical changes. Thank you for your time.
Very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Horn. Betty Johnson, followed by Bob Merrick.
My name is Betty Johnson. I reside 839 Fair Oaks Avenue. And that is right across from the Cancer Center. And my concern is the traffic. And the traffic from the units that you're talking about on Halcyon, and all the traffic that comes down from the Mesa, and trying to get, even with a stoplight there, to get turned right from Fair Oaks onto Halcyon gets to be a problem. And if you add all of these cars coming out of this project you're talking about, what's that going to do to the traffic coming down to Grand Avenue? I mean, it's terrible. And then, of course, on Fair Oaks, like I said, got the Cancer Center there, which is a beautiful building, beautiful. But I have traffic coming out from the hospital parking lot, the Cancer Center, and down Fair Oaks from Halcyon. And I can't hardly get out of my driveway. I mean, I've hit my brakes several times just trying to get out safely because people are turning all directions and I can't see them because of the ones that park on my street, you know, from the hospital, the visitors. And I think, what are they thinking of when they want to put this unit right across from the entrance to the hospital, the front door of the hospital? You walk right across the street and into this housing development. You know, think of all of the traffic coming out right there at the hospital front door. And you've got the ambulance. I see that them work to get in and out of there. It's not an easy area to live in. And I just think adding more traffic is going to keep that ambulance really busy, you know, right there with the fire trucks and the ambulances moving all the time. Thanks for listening to what I had to say.
Very good. Thank you very much for your comments. Okay. Bob Merrick, followed by Karen White.
Good evening. Thank you very much for the opportunity to make a couple of remarks here. My remarks were really directed to the architects. We live at 906 Fair Oaks Avenue. The property has been in our family since 1952, and if you need a consultant on traffic in the area, Barbara and I would be glad to volunteer, along with our other neighbors, to contest to the kind of chess match getting your car in and out. Having said that, if this project goes forward, my concerns being contiguous to the project are really very simple. On the east side of our property, there is planned a postal kind of post office boxes, I believe, a trash collection area, and parking spaces and lights. If this project goes through, our concern is certainly light and noise and where these garbage pickups are going to be located and how they affect us. I assume that there is some kind of code about the north side of our property. I'm not really acquainted with that. So I'm going to cut my remarks kind of short that, but I certainly second what my neighbors have said about making left and right turns either from Halcyon or from Fair Oaks Avenue or coming out of the Harlow School parking lot and getting into, I believe it's a two-lane driveway that is now proposed. So I would ask the commission to take very seriously, and I know you will, the comments that my neighbors have made about traffic, certainly, and for those of us who are contiguous, we look forward to having the architect here and you know, real people, to not that you're not, to talk to and to go over these things. We'd like to thank Mr. Downing for being very patient, walking us through these plans, and our good neighbors at Harlow School, who we have a double driveway, so we're kind of emergency parking for people, and we've learned to deal with that, and they've been absolutely 99.9% of the time great. So thank them and thank you, and good luck in making this decision. We encourage you to make the right one.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your comments. Okay. Karen White.
Karen White from the Village of Halcyon, the historic Village of Halcyon down the street from this development. I have really nothing to say one way or another about the development. I think maybe you could find something better to put in that corner. But my issue is a very simple one. I live in the historic Village of Halcyon, and I would request, and I know it can't be forced, but I somehow have a real challenge when businesses along Halcyon Road title their businesses Halcyon This or Halcyon That. And I really don't want this development to be known as the Halcyon Acres or the place at Halcyon, because there's a great deal of confusion between what's on Halcyon Road and the village itself. And it has impact. And I also should say while I'm there that I recognize this will be another traffic impact. And on Friday afternoon, it is very difficult for the residents of the Village of Halcyon to get onto Halcyon Road, which was originally their dirt road. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comments. Mr. DiCecco, you're next in line here, followed by Tracy Scoville.
My name is Jim DiCecco. I was former Safe Routes Coordinator for LucMR Unified and a former teacher at Oceana Elementary School. As someone who has traveled with students in and around that corner on many occasions, I have no opinion on the development itself. My concern is this, is that any development in that area needs to be compatible with the Halcyon Road Complete Streets project. So any development that goes forward, hopefully that would, any development will take into account the planning that's been going on for many years, that I've gone to many meetings for this project, and hopefully it doesn't delay the project or change the project as it goes forward, meaning the Complete Streets project. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mr. DiCecco. The last person I have a slip for is Janice Reed. And you're gonna defer that. You're welcome to defer.
And you, I'm Tracy Scoville.
You said my name. Oh, did I? I'm sorry. I did. My apologies for skipping over you. That was inadvertent. Please.
That's okay. I'm Tracy Scoville. I live on Cameron Court, about three blocks away from the proposed project. Thank you for letting us speak today, because this project has been delayed two times, and I believe that's really important, because those of us that feel strongly about this might have been deterred from coming from the last time, and then if it keeps getting delayed, maybe, you know, I don't know what the purpose of the delay is, but I'm glad that you're taking these comments, so thank you. My concern is that we don't have any idea what the impact is of that new medical building and all the traffic that is going to cause, and then the other project that was in the area that went forward. So I know that everybody's already talked about the traffic, so I just wanted to say that I think it would be wise to wait and see how these other projects impact the traffic, do another traffic study to make sure that we deal with the traffic before we build this project. And we don't want to have what happened at Briscoe, you know, that we built all these things and it still hasn't been remedied. It's still a chokehold, it's still a problem. And I'm afraid that you'll build this project and the traffic will not get resolved, and it will just escalate, and it is a safety hazard for all those students. And I have to admit, I'm one of those parents that takes a shortcut through Woodland and, you know, in those neighborhoods to avoid that intersection to get my child to the high school. And my kids went to Harlow, and I'm really concerned about the safety of all those students and everybody that takes that intersection every day to get to work, to the freeway, and all those other paths. So thank you.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Scoville. And the last sheet I have is Janice Reed. You're going to pass. Very good. Is there anyone else that has not submitted a speaker slip that would like to address the commission? Please, you're welcome.
My name is Ed Cox, and I live at 867 Todd Lane. Very close to some of these folks over here. One of my concerns about the development is there. I haven't seen the plot map or the development structure on it. Just what's portrayed or printed in the paper, the newsprint. But apparently there's 23 homes proposed here in this development, 17 three-bedroom homes, 5 two-bedroom homes, and 1 studio apartment, which equates to some 45 automobiles. The possibility of that, or possible even 1 or 2 more on it. And I don't know what in the density planning on this is, how many on-site parking spaces are there in this development? Can someone tell me?
I believe there are 62 or 63. I'm on the current plans we have.
Yes, the parking requirement in the original staff report is incorrect. The actual requirement is 62, and they're providing 63.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
The other issue involved with that is that the on-street parking there, the curb space is about 140 lineal feet, allowing for 1 driveway of commercial size for double car entry on it. It leaves about a little bit more than 107 curb feet, or 5 to 7 parking spaces on the street itself on it, given a 23-foot parking area on it. The problem is, as I see it, is the density of automobiles there, with 5 or 6 parking spaces out there encroaching on the neighbors and on the school property, is what, and that kind of density on it, and as evidence on it on Walnut Street Extension with Walnut Acres down there, there's anywhere from 12 to 18 vehicles parked on the street during the evening hours on it, primarily on it. People want to park there because of, you know, the development does not accommodate on-site parking for everybody that wants it on there. So the density is a problem, the density of automobiles. If you have 63 parking spaces on it, that's a 63 potential automobiles that have to have egress coming back onto the roadway. All of those are going to exit on Fair Oaks Avenue there. Creates a real problem during the day with school going on, with all the deliveries and the pickups of students on that, and you name it, on that street. There's too many automobiles involved in that development potentially to make it compatible with a residential neighborhood. And that's my point on that. It is, it's just too dense with automobiles, the probability of them on there. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much. I appreciate your comments. Is there anybody else that would like to speak on this matter tonight? Please step up. Excuse me, I'm sorry, you're not allowed. I mean, not that you're not allowed. Let me rephrase that. I need you to come up to the microphone so it can be recorded.
So I've come to the city many times.
Excuse me, do you mind introducing yourself so we know who we're speaking with? Thank
Tori
you.
Tori Perkins. I live at the end of Woodland Drive, Woodland Court. I've come to the city many times with other issues, such as people driving too fast over the mesa, and there's a blinking sign there, and they don't slow down for that. Me and my baby almost got hit one time crossing there, even when it was blinking. So we already have, and then on Woodland Drive, same with Todd Lane, we have people driving there. I've taken pictures of license plates before. I've thrown my hands up them. I've been walking on Todd Lane before when somebody threw something at a car, trying to get them to slow down. I mean, it's so scary how fast they drive. I've gone to the police department asking them to have someone sit there and at least get a rumor going around the high school saying, don't drive down Woodland Drive, they're giving out tickets. I've asked them to put in one of those permanent ones where it blinks and tells you your speed. We have so many traffic issues and I just keep getting told. I've asked Lucy Amar to put in a crossing guard down there. And I just keep getting told, we don't have the money to do that kind of thing. We don't have the time to do that kind of thing. So when you guys put in these buildings and the traffic is so bad, and then we have a meeting like this for the traffic and the danger, you guys don't have the time and the city doesn't have the money to take care of these current issues. You guys are gonna tell us the same issue. I'm sorry, we don't have the time, we don't have the money to take care of that, but the building's already in and we can't back up at that point. But we had all these meetings saying we didn't want it. And we, you know, so what do we do? Can we take care of the current issues at least? We can't. You guys don't have the time. You guys don't have the money. So it's why we can't go forward. I am gonna be at Harlow with my children for 15 years. I have children spaced apart like that. We get into that parking lot and we go out, especially on a rainy day when everybody has to drive. We're already backed out into the street. And parents are already saying, you're in my way, you're in my way. And complaining to the principal, people are parking wrong. And then when we have people that aren't even friendly because they don't go to our school, I mean, we at least have to be decent, because I have to see him the next day, so I'm not going to be too mean to him when he's parked the wrong way. But these people that live in these apartments that we don't even know, it's going to get real ugly. And who knows what they're going to... Our crossing guard, there's been numerous times where she's almost been hit. There's been people that straight up fly through a red light there. And one luckily got a motorcycle cop luckily caught him. If this passes, we'll just be at a loss at what to do. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much. Appreciate your comment. Is there anybody else that would like to speak to this matter on the agenda tonight? Please come up. If you don't mind introducing yourself, mm-hmm. Thank you.
My name is Sharon Height, and I live on Sanaga in Oceano. So I'm through that area all the time. And I just implore you to really hear us. The frustration that the last gal just well put is that we spend effort and energy, and it seems like it doesn't really matter. I know you guys have pressure on you from on high that we're supposed to somehow accommodate everybody and we're just gonna have to develop. But there's people that are already dedicated to this community and they shouldn't be disregarded so easily. If you asked 100 people that go through that intersection, really got a temp, you know, the zeitgeist out there for what this project is going to do, nobody's going to support this. No thinking person is going to come to that intersection and say, yeah, that's a good spot for a three-story with extra people every which way and a pathetic, ridiculous coffee kiosk. That's such a bald-faced attempt to game the system. It's insulting. And this is the second time that they've waved off being here. And I want to know why that's allowed. Why they are so cavalier about all of our time. And I just think it's verging on criminal. I don't know, this property has been derelict for a long time and the developers have had their eyes on it and this has all been almost a fait accompli is what it feels like. And it's really hard to feel proud of your area, your country, your anything, when we just don't get any recognition of what this is doing to a community. That is a major thoroughfare. And the idea of a high school, the fact that they're putting this through without even doing traffic studies on the behemoth of a medical building that is now part of the hospital, we haven't even integrated that. They've already got Dodson with the fire on low. And it's like, you know, you just can't keep cramming this stuff down our throats. And I know that's your guys' jobs, but we're living our lives out here. People don't have time to come to these things. You guys are all invested in this vocationally. You know, there's most of us who don't come out because it's depressing, it's anxiety provoking, and you need to hear us and weight it appropriately. It feels like we're not getting weighted appropriately at all. And the developer is just able to go running every which way with whatever he wants, and this in fee lieu of, it's like, why don't you just make the project smaller? How much money really is that? And I don't want it thrown at the next project. I want it on this project. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much for your comment. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this matter here tonight? Seeing none, I'm going to close a public comment.
I'd like to speak.
Okay.
Just wait to see if anyone else is going to speak. 3 minutes. My name is Gary Reinhardt. I live at 301 Creekview Court. These are probably my neighbors. I'm here to express my disappointment in revenue versus our neighborhood community. I know when you build a big medical building, it was all about revenue, not about the neighbors. We did the traffic report. We have a traffic problem. We haven't done that traffic problem study with the medical building up and running. I live right across the street from that medical building. If I'm a little animated, I am. 1,400 cars that are going to come through that every day. Then you got 32 units with people living in there. And the average unit, average car for the people that live in my community is 3. Some have 4. We only have 17 parking guests in our Walnut Grove community. We park out on the street. Did they include that, all those cars that will be coming to the medical building? I don't know. But imagine that apartment complex, or whatever you want to call it, with 90 cars trying to squeeze in there. The impact it's going to have, if there's more students, the impact on the schools. That school right now has bungalows around the whole school, no play area, because of the impact of the students. My proposal is, let's grow Arroyo Grande, but let's find an area where we can make it grow. Not in this intersection that's so impacted. Now, I don't know if any of you go through that intersection. I don't know if any of you live in that area. But you ought to come and see what it's like. It's not pleasant. So, I got another minute. Let's see. What else do I want to talk about? I think everybody here will agree with me, right? We are fed up. We're tired. And we are part of this community. And you are representatives. Who are you going to represent? This little group, that little community, or big business? Like I said, revenue matters. This town needs revenue in order if it's going to survive. Otherwise, it'll go bankrupt. But let's find a place to build these homes. Let's get something going somewhere. But let's not destroy our little neighborhood with our schools. Schools, the elementary school, the high school, the medical building, the hospital, and now you want to put in a coffee shop? Think about those children, if their children walk into that school every day. I have grandchildren, and I think about that. That's important, that they don't have to look over their shoulders and have a guard leading them to school. You've heard from the teachers. I haven't been here. I don't know what's going on, but I know something's not right. And I think you really need to examine your conscience and do the right thing for our community. Thank you. My time's up.
Very good. Thank you very much. Is there anybody else that would like to speak on this matter here tonight?
Can I ask a question?
You know, at this point, this isn't a question-answer opportunity. The other thing, as a reminder I was going to make at the end of the public comment period, is that we're not going to have any kind of conversation or discussion on this matter here tonight. When the item is agendized again and the applicant is able to be here and we have the full presentation from staff and the presentation from the applicant, public hearing is going to be reopened. You know, whether you've already spoken tonight or those that have not spoken tonight, everyone is going to get an opportunity to ask those questions, present it. If you have questions on the project, I encourage you, whether you're sitting here or watching on television, approach staff between now and the next meeting. Give them an opportunity to, you know, give it appropriate time in order to address that, you know, rather than trying to do something off the cuff at a meeting where, in reality, we're not going to have any real discussion on this particular matter. Is that a fair answer, I hope? Very good. Thank you very much. I'm going to close the public comment period for this item at this point. We're not going to have any kind of discussion or evaluation or determination on this. What I am going to do at this point is I'm going to move that the commission accept alternative one as proposed by staff to continue the public hearing to a date uncertain.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to continue this public hearing item to a date uncertain. May we have a roll call vote, please?
Chair Martin?
Yes.
Commissioner Shiro?
Yes.
Commissioner Montes?
Yes.
Commissioner Marlevia?
Yes.
Okay, this item will be continued to a date uncertain. And Mr. Downing, remind me if I'm incorrect, my understanding with a date uncertain item that the public will be noticed again.
Indeed, yes.
Before that particular item is discussed and agendized. So those that are within the 500-foot area will be receiving that written notice in the mail.
500?
I believe it's 300 feet? 300, that's my end. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I made an error. I'm acknowledging my error. It's 300 feet is the legal requirement for notice. Okay? If you have a question, you're going to need to do that outside the meeting. Thank you. Okay, the next item on here, we don't have any public or non-public hearing items on the agenda tonight. Item 10, notice of administrative decision since January 15th. Are there any questions from the commissioners to staff on either one of these decisions?
No.
No.
Okay, very good. Commission communications, any kind of comments from the commissioners that they would like to make at the meeting here this evening?
I would just like to thank everyone for coming out tonight. We need community participation and collaboration, and I thank you all.
Any other comments?
I'd just like to welcome our two new commissioners. The first two meetings that I went to, I think maybe three meetings, they were snoozers. So you're just diving right in. So
thank you.
And my comment is to echo what Mr. Shiro just said. Welcome to our two new commissioners. I know that city council members are working hard finding another volunteer to complete the group of five that will sit on this commission. Any staff communications?
They've put out an announcement, they being the California League of Cities, for the next Planning Commissioners Academy. I don't have the date, but look for your email. I'll be sending out that information. We do have some money budgeted to send some commissioners to this training opportunity. So watch for that information coming your way, and let us know once you get it if you're interested, and we'll see if we can accommodate commissioners going to that again. And I know we've had commissioners go in the past and have really learned a lot and enjoyed the academy, so it's a good opportunity.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Anything else?
The only other thing I'd like to do is introduce the Planning Commission to our assistant planner, Andrew Perez, who's filling in as the Planning Commission secretary this evening.
Very good. Welcome, Andrew. I appreciate your willingness to come in and take notes for us here tonight. And with that, if there's nothing else to share or say, this meeting is hereby adjourned tonight. And thank you very much, everybody, for coming and participating.
Thank you.